Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
20 after, right back with Chester Elfton. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. That's Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen, playing that guitar. That's his voice. If you ever get a chance to see him perform that song on the guitar, it's amazing. One man, one guitar. He's one of the top guitar pickers in the world. I'm Jim Blasingame. I play a little bit, but not too much, nothing like that. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And my other website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chester Elfton, co-author of All In, one of my favorite new books, How the Best Managers Create a Culture of Belief and Drive Big Results. Adrian Gostick is Chester's co-author on that one. Chester has been a member of our Brain Trust now almost 10 years. Later this year, we'll celebrate his 10th anniversary, and we're talking about how to use small things to make a big impact on your people. Things that are around you that you probably are taking for granted, but how to use these things in a way, whether it be words or some a note or something that you can do to let people know that you care about them and that you appreciate their efforts. Right, Chester?
You got it. You know, we talked about Scott O'Neill and the assist. You know, you drop a dime, and he actually uses dimes. And you're saying, you know, if you got enough of them, you'd buy coffee. But nobody uses it to buy coffee. They
right.
keep them. They treasure them. I was with some leaders at Procter & Gamble yesterday in Cincinnati, and we were talking about this very thing. What are some low-cost, no-cost ideas? And one of my favorites was this. Guy says, at the end of every week, we celebrate our rock stars. Right?
Uh-huh.
We all week, we're looking for people that have done great things, and at the end of the week, to end on a real high note, we gather everybody together and we say, here are this week's rock stars. So, do you know what he gives them, Jim?
What?
He gives them a bag of rocks. Now, it sounds kind of silly. He said, you know, like, and here's the difference, right? He says, on the way to work, they're just rocks in the parking lot, right?
Right, right.
But at the end of the day, Friday, in a fun bag that's all decorated up or pinnacle, It's the Academy Award,
right.
Oscar, you know what I mean? Things have meaning when we give them meaning, right?
Say that again. Chester, say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Say it again.
Things have meaning if we give them meaning, right?
Right.
And so they took that bag of rocks and they gave it meaning. It means you're a rock star. And people, they'll pin it up in their cubicles and they laugh about it. I'll tell you what they don't do. They don't throw them away.
Mm-hmm.
Because it means that they've done something special. You know, the CEO of Yum used to have an award called the Walk the Talk Award. And I love the title. You know, we do what we say we're going to do. We
mm-hmm.
walk the talk. Do you know what the award was? You know those little chattering teeth with the little legs on them?
Right.
That you can get at the novelty
right.
store for
right.
like a buck? That was the award. But it wasn't just worth a dollar when the CEO gave it to you. It was priceless. I love those little kinds.
Well,
of things.
I've got boxes of those things that I got back when I was a member of sales organizations. I've got boxes of those stupid little things, and I still have them wherever I've gone, wherever I've moved. I've taken them with me.
Isn't that funny?
Because it reminds me of a time when I was appreciated.
You better believe it. And it's really interesting. I think in a lot of cases, the simple things we got could sometimes have more meaning than the beautiful brass plaque.
Right.
Because that's a little more institutionalized, you know what I mean? The fun kind of things we get had a lot of feeling and emotion behind it. They came from friends or coworkers, and I think in a lot of ways they mean even more.
Well, and I'll tell you, there's lots of different ways of doing it. I've even used sarcasm before, believe it or not. To do something like
this. Be careful with that one.
No. If you got an employee who's, you know, sometimes you got employees who you can have some fun with. They're kind of irascible, you know. And for example, you know, the person would do something. you know, really, really smart, and I'd say, wow, you mean like a truck driver? Like that, let's say the guy was a truck driver. I say, wow, you mean like a truck driver? You actually did something like a truck driver? You know, and the guy would, and it'd be a big laugh. We'd both have a big laugh about it. He said, yeah, can you imagine that? Me being a truck driver. So I'm just saying, my point is, you don't have to use things. You don't have, think this, these trinkets we're talking about, those are the dimes. Those are great things. But you can also, the power of MBWA, the power of management by walking around. You can also just walk up and put your hand on someone's shoulder when you catch them doing something right and just say, good job.
Well, sure.
It's amazing.
Another, another great 10-cent idea is there's a manager for Avis Budget in Dallas. His name's Carlos Aguilera. Mm-hmm. And he uses 10 pennies, another dime, right, to remind himself to do exactly that. Here's what his goal is, Jim. You'll love this. Is to have 10 positive interactions with his people every day. And to remind him, he puts 10 pennies in his left pocket. And every positive interaction he has, he moves a penny from his left pocket to his right pocket.
How about that?
And to your point, he's got to be out with his people to do that. He's got to be walking on. He can't be locked up in his office.
MBWA. Yep. You can't give them away if you don't meet them, if you're not with them.
That's right.
And it's amazing how that works. Chester, this has been great. Tell us where we can find the books.
You know, you can find them at the airports. I know a lot of you travel at Hudson News. You can find them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Independence. Find bookstores everywhere.
Wherever books are sold. All In is one. The Invisible Employee is another one. All the Carrot Principle books. Any new ones? Any more new ones I don't know about?
You know what? We're keeping it under wraps. November this year, a new book. I'll be sure to be on your show.
It's going to. I need to launch it on this show, Chester. I'm going to be upset if I don't launch it on the show. Thanks, Chester.
Deal.
See you later,
buddy.
Take
care, Jim.
Chester
Bye-bye.
Elton, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter and have fun too when Chester joined us. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Got a black magic woman. Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blassingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blassingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Talker.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.